The Eden Pure Thunderstorm BOGO offer is on. This offer is for 1 week only and ends at midnight on Sunday, July 10th. For allergies, pet smells, or any odor you need to get rid of, the Thunderstorm Air Purifier is the answer. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code HOWIEBOGO. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word HOWIEBOGO. Shipping is free.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Will he or won't he run? Seems to frustrate President Biden a great deal. Is there anything he can do to tamp down these stories?
Probably not. I mean, he does want to run, and even if he had private doubts, he wouldn't acknowledge that because then you become a lame duck. But there is a growing calls from Democrats. This is not the opposition party saying he maybe shouldn't run.
This is an intervention.
I'm sorry. I can't hear you.
All right, enough with the old man bit.
What about the old sandpit?
Let it go.
Let it snow. I love that old ditty.
Biden's losing it.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studio.
I need to redo my nails. And I've decided that I'm going to use my new manicure as almost like a personal act of reclamation for me and my story.
All the more reason to treat yourself.
Are you saying boo or boo-erns?
Swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. A seventh person has now died following the mass shooting by the tattooed terrorist in women's clothing in Highland Park, Illinois. Again, the law that was just passed by Congress last week, another groundbreaking law, it incentivizes states to set up red flag laws. However, Illinois had a red flag law. New York, where there have been two mass shootings in recent months, had a red flag law. Didn't apparently do any good, did it? 844-500-4242, and the shooter in Buffalo and the shooter in Highland Park were both able to buy their guns legally. 844-500-4242. Dementia Joe was at the White House today for a Medal of Honor ceremony. The Medal of Honor and the nation's highest honor. Here's cut 16.
I'm proud to finally award our highest military recognition, the Medal of Honor, to each of you, one posthumously.
The Medal of Honor.
Posthumously.
Posthumously. Okay, here, you want some more new words? There's two new words for you, Medal and posthumously. Okay, here's another one, cut 14.
To respect the conspicuous gallantry and the intrepidity of their service. I mean, it's just astounding when you hear what each of them have done.
Is intrepidity a word, or is it intrepidity? Intrepidity. Didity. I don't think it's a word that Joe Biden should be messing around with. So who's getting the Medal of Honor today? Dementia Joe, cut 15.
To the late Staff Sergeant Edward M. Canisero, to Specialist 5 Dwight W. Birdwell, to Specialist 5 Dennis M. Fufuji, and to Major John Duffy.
It's not Fufuji, is it? It's Fuji.
It's Fuji-E.
Fuji-E. Okay.
But he said Fufuji-E.
Fufuji.
Don't you give this stuff to him beforehand? Go over it a few times with him?
If you give it to him, but 2 minutes later, he won't remember it.
Like, if I give you a cut sheet and you say, how do you say this guy's name?
Yeah, I write it down. Yeah, yeah.
I spell it out for you phonetically, and, you know, you work on it on your own time if you need to.
Right. But see, he can't even get their ranks properly enunciated. Cut 17.
Hearing the battle unfold, Staff Sergeant Canisero moved his squad toward the sound of the firing.
Staff Sergeant. He's a staff sergeant. He's a non-commissioned officer, a staff sergeant. Now, some of these, Okay, let's just keep going with this. Hey, cut 18.
He then jumped into the trench alone, moving along the trench for 35 meters, clearing the enemy as he went.
Is this just some type of measurement that I'm not familiar with, meters? 35 meters? 35 miles? 35 minutes? 35 meters? 35 meters. Okay. Cut 19.
That's how you would measure things in a crick in New Jersey. You'd take the minnows, which were the minnows, but that was the slang. If a fish was really big, 35 minnows is it's a good size, yeah.
Cut 20.
North Vietnamese forces launched an attack.
Let's try that one again. Now, who were we fighting in Vietnam? Cut 21.
The troop engaged the Viet Cong forces. Specialist Birdwell's unit took the main brunt of the attack with many tanks and vehicles disabled.
Viet Cong? Chai Coms in Korea. Viet Cong. Let's hear that one again. Viet Cong.
The troop engaged the Viet Cong forces. Specialist Birdwell's unit.
Blizzard. Cut 22.
After leaving the armory, Birdwell continued to build a legacy of service in his community in Oklahoma.
He left the armory? Is that the old armory on Commonwealth Avenue that was sold to BU? After leaving the armory. Did he take anything with him from the armory? Cut 23.
February 18, 1971. Specialist 5, Dennis Fuji.
Cut 24.
They were there to evacuate wounded Allied Vietnamese military personnel. But as their chopper attempted to land, it became the target, sustaining heavy damage.
Their chopper. He is a chopper, you know. It's Marine One. The chopper. Okay, so he's pronounced the country and the people that we were fighting with and against as Vietnam. Viet Cong. Let's give him one more try. One more try, bye. Go ahead.
And finally, the airship was ready to depart. One of his Vietnamese allies was shot in the foot.
Vietnam.
And those are, they're from Jamaica. Vietnam.
Vietnam. Mark, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mark.
Good afternoon, Howie. Thank you. It's an honor. Just three quick points. If I was the gentleman getting any kind of service medal and that clown was going to be given to me, I wouldn't waste my time showing up. Number two, sir, I personally believe, Howie, you may be right. I may be wrong. I believe a lot of us folks that are really tattooed up, and I use that as 15 tattoos, big tattoos, sleeving stuff. I think 6 years ago, 7 years ago, I think we would have been a little bit maybe less conservative, you know, as far as the numbers. But I think you'd be surprised of how many of them are really conservative. Unfortunately, we have a couple nuts out there that we can't do much about.
But do you have a tattoo on your neck, Mark?
No, it's just below my neck. But my chest is done. My back's completely done. My arms are completely done. What I think is going to happen, Howie, is unfortunately, I believe this incident that happened with this clown, it's going to just get twisted where now they're going to look at people like myself, maybe, and a lot of others and kind of, you know, make assumptions, you know, like the liberals do to us. And I think it's just, we're going to have a temporary bad name. We're just going to have to battle through it like I did in the like we do in the military. And I just do believe that there are more conservative folks out there with 15 tattoos or more than you might really believe.
Yeah. I've gotten to the point where, you know, I can remember the days when you couldn't get onto a police force if you had a tattoo. You probably remember those days as well.
Even the military, when I was in the military in the 70s, if you didn't have tattoos and you went out at night and you got a tattoo, we would technically could be held responsible for destruction to government property.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, But, you know, again, having a tattoo on your neck, it's and a tattoo on your face, it's almost like you're saying, I don't want to work, you know? Now I have an excuse for not getting a job. I mean, don't you think there's a lot of that out there, Mark?
Yes, I do. I do believe there is a lot out there, but I also believe there's a good percentage. And I work with, I can tell you, Howie, in the last 2 years, I'm a subcontractor. In the last couple of years, I've been blessed to work with probably 20, 30, you know, individuals, male and female. And they have more tattoos than I do, including the neck. And it's amazing to find out that they're actually conservative and they got a really good level head on their shoulders. You know, it's incredible. But I do believe generally, especially in the past, it did seem like us, there was those that got tattoos, were a little different. But I think today it's more our story. You know, it's just us telling our story, even if it's to ourselves and we get older. At least when we look at it, maybe we can remember or someone else can remind us.
I'll tell you, Mark, though, one good thing about that guy's neck tattoo, the fact that he was dressed in a female wig and women's clothes means this story's going to go away very quickly, I think, in the mainstream media, you know?
Unfortunately, you're right, especially since they want to teach our kids that you're supposed to accept someone that's dressed as a girl or a boy going in the other bathroom, and that's acceptable.
Right, exactly. The only difference between this guy and the Rentham Mall guy, the Rentham Mall guy didn't kill anybody, but the Rentham Mall guy liked to wear red and blonde wigs. This guy liked to wear black wigs. To each his own, Mark, right? To each his own. That's when he wasn't dyeing his own hair purple and pink. Thanks for the call. The best thing about summer, the food. There's nothing better than a summer meal. And luckily, HelloFresh is bringing all my favorite summer flavors right to my door in limited edition taste of summer recipes and market selections. Wholesome, fresh ingredients are my number one priority. And I know I'll always get that with HelloFresh because their ingredients travel from the farm to my door in less than a week. Kicking back is in the cards with pre-portioned ingredients and foolproof recipes that make cooking a breeze. My summer plans are constantly changing. I'm going back and forth to the Cape, and HelloFresh can keep up. I can skip weeks when I need to or change my address to have my meals sent to my vacation spot, all from the app. Patrice from Arlington has been with HelloFresh for more than a year. She's one of our regular listeners. She sent me this over the weekend. We just had a HelloFresh new meal tonight. Their white cheddar and ranch chicken penne with caramelized and crispy onion. And man, it was terrific. HelloFresh really has a way of putting ingredients together just right. This is one we are definitely going to make on our own. You keep the recipes. It's easy to store away, and you can make these dishes on your own in many cases if you like it. All right. Get started today. Check it out. Check out what Patrice loves, what I love, what Grace loves. Get started today at HelloFresh.com/Howie16 and use code Howie16 for 16 free meals plus 3 gifts. That's code Howie16 for 16 free meals and 3 free gifts at HelloFresh.com/Howie16. HelloFresh.com/Howie16. I'm Howie Carr.
You might want to keep a close eye on your fried clams. Howie Carr returns after this.
Yum, yum, yum.
And now, back to the cheap bastard from up north.
Maine, where he's from?
Around Portland, I think. And like most real Yankees, he knows how to nurse a dollar.
He's Howie Carr.
Now the Daily Mail has picked up the cross-dressing theme. Highland Park gunman dressed as GIRL, all caps, GIRL, to hide in plain sight after killing 7 before evading cops for 8 hours in his mom's car with 2 legally purchased rifles. Cops probe link between July 4th shooting and his obsession with the numbers 7, 4, and 7. I'm sure Donald Trump will have something to do with it probably before the primetime CNN and MSNBC shows tonight.
Well, he'll be the 45th and the 47th president, so there's the connection.
7-4, you got it, 7, Independence Day. Okay, it's that time of the week. Usually we do it on Monday, but yesterday was Independence Day, so we weren't around. So it's time for Hate Mail Monday, a day late.
It's time for Howie
Cars. Hate Mail Monday. Let the hate flow through you.
All week long, our fans on radio, TV, streaming apps, print, everywhere, they check in and they send us love letters, mash notes. And yes. Now we like to go through them at this time each Monday.
Yes, and Hate Mail Monday is brought to you by the 110 Grill. Warm weather is finally here, and you can enjoy great food and cocktails on one of their patios throughout the Northeast. To find a location near you, go to 110grill.com. I'm actually going to start with some hate mail that I received this week. This is cut two.
Hey, Grace, don't you punch out a three. Merciful crap.
Sometimes I stay till six.
Merciful crap.
All right, Howie, this is a tweet I found today. Don't be fooled. I grew up in the Boston area. There's a strong racist MAGA undercurrent there. Just listen to Howie Carr, to which a person replied, I'd rather get a root canal.
At least they're advocating people listen to Howie Carr.
Right, and if you need a root canal, I suggest Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. It's a great place.
The Boston Herald posted your column about Joe Biden doesn't know much about history, geography, trigonometry, like Sam Cooke, and a person replied back, vote blue to save our country from fascist scum like Howie Carr.
I'm a stenographer when I write that column. I transcribe his dementia. How does that make me a fascist?
I can't answer these questions, sir. By the way, you look very professional today, but some people think you could even be more professional. This is cut four.
What a liar you are. I've just about had it with you. And you be a little more professional and quit interrupting people and let them make their statement or answer your question and keep your mouth shut. You are not a professional. And you mispronounce word after word. I'm done with you. Have a nice weekend, Howie.
Drinking doubles don't make a party.
At least he wished you a nice weekend. You got kind of sweet at the end.
That's right.
He's like a sour patch. First he's sour, then he's sweet. Howie, Eric from Malibu tweeted, Howie Carr, you are a disgusting traitor to America. You are Trump's boxer sniffer.
How am I a traitor to America? What is this in regard to?
Nothing. It's just out of the blue.
I see some Ukrainian flags there.
Well, there's a peace symbol on his on his Twitter thing. Oh. On his bio, it's a symbol of peace. He's one of those people who likes to coexist.
Oh, okay.
And Magda wrote to me, Grace wishes she was Cassidy Hutchinson. Instead, she is a third-rate, obnoxious midday AM radio host, nowhere being close to clever or funny. I would love to know who her nine regular listeners are.
You know what I say to that? I say the same thing that Cassidy Hutchinson said in February about the January 6th committee.
BS. All right, Howie, let's also take cut one, please, Taylor.
It's me. It's your bro. Now, at this point, don't you wish you could just punch me in the nose, huh? Well, it ain't gonna happen there, puppy chow, because you're a weeder.
Puppy chow.
That's you?
No, it's you. That's all right.
Puppy
don't,
chow?
Don't put that evil on me. Howie, you get a lot of criticism for the...
I've been called a lot of things, but never puppy chow.
The way you pronounce things is often called into question on this show. Can we have Carbonics cut six, please?
Time for some more Carbonics.
With tartar.
With tartar, you what? Feather?
I dear?
What is that, a smartphone made by John Deere tractors?
And when you came out of the wound...
When you came out of the wound? Let me guess.
This is Deerfield talk.
The wound was a really
weird one. I'm sorry about that. I screwed that one up.
That's
the rest
your only
of them
regret.
Are okay. That's my regrets. I've had a few.
Let's have cut three, please, Taylor.
I haven't talked to you in a long time. I still think you're a big a-hole in your cheap little friggin' paper. What a bunch of garbage. What do you got, 40 pages? Yeah, you're a pathetic loser, just like Trump. Pathetic loser. Who cares? Goodbye.
You cared enough to call. Wow.
That is very true. Hate Mail Monday, once again, brought to you by the 110 Grill. Make sure you check them out. They have a great extensive menu.
I got to buy some stock in some distilleries and breweries. I'm doing a lot of sales work here.
Yeah, you could just do your show, and then everyone would be so angry they'd start drinking up a storm. Go to the 110grill.com to find a location near you. Howie, I know you got a big show planned, so I'm going to leave you here.
All right.
I punch out at 3, by the way.
Thank you, Grace. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Our federal debt has now reached over $30 trillion. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to receive your Biden inflation report. They helped me, and now they can help you too. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will the words women's clothing be used by the mainstream media in any of the headlines about the Highland Park shooter?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
85% say no.
Yeah, so somebody says that he was listening to the newscast at the top of the hour, and they were saying that he was using it as a disguise. He was a disguise to get away. That's how the press will get around it. And then they will turn it into he besmirched the trans community. If he had saved people, he would be a trans.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
Yeah, we'll see what he says. We'll see. I think this is going to make the story more likely to go away quickly because it doesn't fit the narrative anymore. 844-500-4242. They're doing a live update right now. We'll be monitoring it to see what they have to say. Lisa, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lisa.
Hey, Howie, do you still have the voice changer?
Of course I have the voice changer, the witness protection program of the Howie Carr Show. No one will recognize your voice now, Lisa.
Yeah, not much. Long-time listener, Howie, I have two points. A couple of callers stole my thunder about the Congressional Medal of Freedom. I wouldn't even have gone and accepted it with a boo sitting in the White House. And the second thing is, if people are looking for reasons for young white guys shooting up crowds, all they have to do is look at public education. I wouldn't put my kids in a public school now if you held a proverbial gun to my head.
Yeah, I think they are a mess. I don't know what I would do now. I mean, I'm only like about, I guess about less than 10 years on my last kids out of the public schools. I don't know what I would do anymore. It would really be tough. Taylor, what are you going to do? Are you going to try to send your kid?
Really trying to convince my wife to go into homeschooling.
Homeschool, not private school or parochial?
Even some of the private schools are pretty woke these days. They follow a lot of the same curriculum. So, yeah, we're looking at homeschooling. And, yeah, she's I think, maybe coming around to it.
Yeah, I think Lisa, since the panic started, haven't the public schools lost like maybe 10% of their population? People are just realizing how bad it is and just aren't sending them back.
Yep, absolutely. And you know, with all the kids that are not going to public schools, they're losing a ton of money. So the only way you can talk to them, the only thing they'll listen to is the money. So the money should follow the kids. Let's shut down some of these public schools.
Well, that was kind of the ruling by the Supreme Court, in Maine, the situation in Maine where they basically said, they said the states have to give some consideration to giving money to parochial schools or religious schools if the parents want to send their kids there. I don't know the total all the ins and outs of that decision, but I think it was a good decision for the school choice program, shall we say. Anyway, that today was the Medals of Honor or the Bettles of Honor, as Joe Biden called it. But Biden is also going to do another event with the Presidential Medals of Freedom. And that's later on. That's on Thursday. But he was kind of confused about that one as well. Cut 7.
And on Thursday, I will bestow the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the highest civilian award, to extraordinary Americans who embody and endure the enduring character of this nation.
To Americans who endure the enduring character of this nation.
Look, tomorrow's Superstar Tuesday, and I want to thank you all.
See, he gets confused. He confuses Iowa and Ohio. He confuses Tuesday and Thursday. Sometimes he confuses Vermont and New Hampshire, as in Keene, Vermont.
Confuses Minners and Meters.
Minners. Let's hear Minners.
Anybody can make
let's,
that mistake.
Let's hear Minners and Meters. Again, have you very... We're Americans. We don't use the word meters all that often, right? Except for parking meters or... But have you ever meant to say meters and come up with Minners? Listen.
He then jumped into the trench alone, moving along the trench for 35 meters, clearing the enemy as he went.
It's Bob Dylan once saying, don't follow leaders, watch a parking Minner. 844-500-42. Cut eight.
May we commit ourselves to a principled patriotism, to the large and complex mission to protect and make a more perfect our union.
Make a more perfect our union. Cut 12.
Dr. Thank you all so very, very much. Thanks.
God bless America.
Okay, and...
God bless America. Thank you.
And God protect our troops.
She's kind of yelling into his ear. They're on stage at that point at the White House between bands performing on stage. And he's wrapping up his remarks there. And she kind of yells at him, say God bless America. Say God bless America. And he's like, oh, she wants to say something. So he sticks the mic in her face.
And he does even sometimes in those situations, people say God bless America.
Right.
Say. But he doesn't even get it to that degree. 844-500-4242. Mr. G, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mr. G.
Hey, Howie, I'm going to definitely need the voice changer, please.
All right, the witness protection program of the Howie Carr Show. No one, Mr. G, will recognize your voice now, as you can tell just from the way mine is effectively disguised. Go ahead.
Right. Well, I'm a longtime listener, multiple-time caller. I'm a public school teacher. And I've found that more of my friends do listen to your show, so that's why I need the voice changer.
Yes.
I don't send my kids to a public school, and I haven't for years. And being a teacher, you know, I run a private studio on the side, and most of what I make there goes to the private school where my kids go. And
that's rather an ironic part of life, isn't it, then, Mr. G?
You're
moonlighting to keep your kids away from your major source of income.
And, you know, I love my job. I work with some great people. You know, teachers are not the problem most times, you know. But it's just, I'm nearer to the end of my career than to the beginning of it. I say it a lot lately. And I don't know. Anytime someone calls and says, I can't send my kids to a public school anymore. I have private students who have been homeschooled since COVID. And all of them who have done it have struggled to find the time at first, but they're doing it again this year, and I encourage them. I mean, I swear if my administrators heard me, though. My God.
You know, the thing is, Mr. G, when I had kids in that age range, I always thought, you know, maybe they'd get a better book education, a formal education, in if I taught them or someone taught them and came in. But then I thought they would lose out on the socialization, even the bad parts of socialization, like learning how to smoke cigarettes in the ladies' room or the men's room, you know, or something like that, or seeing bullies in operation. I mean, do you think they lose anything that way? I mean, just something that would, you know, kind of like being in the Army for 2 years.
Yeah, no, they find their ways to learn all of that. And, you know, socializing happens in a lot of different ways. I mean, you know, and with more and more people doing it, these homeschool organizations are pretty well organized and run. I mean, you know.
Yeah. I don't know. The other thing, I don't know what I would have done, too, if I'd been sending them to, if they'd been in like the, I don't know, the third, fourth, anything above third grade, and all of a sudden they were just having to do it on Zoom for 2 years. I think at that point I would have just said, that's it. We're just gonna have to get together with some other people in the neighborhood and hire some people to work for us as teachers if we can't do it ourselves. Because don't you think that was a disaster for their education, Mr. G?
That was brutal. Oh my God. You know, if we're honest, when we look back on this, on history, I mean, this is going to look like a joke. I mean, Zoom, I mean, that was a time in my life, and I did it privately too, you know, through my private studio. But, oh my God, it was such a brutal experience for everybody. I mean, me being a music teacher too, you had kids that would show up, and there I'd be, and, you know, it was fun. You know, I love that I get to impact the whole school population. But I'd hear horror stories from my friends who taught, you know, fourth grade or whatever. We had real concerns for kids in the elementary level that we would never have had. And to this day, you know, we're just now starting to see, you know, the impact.
I think we're seeing it in these school shootings. These kids are screwed up, you know?
Absolutely. Oh, and don't even get me started there. My God, I've had my opinions shared and trashed in the public school about that, but...
All right. Well, thank you, Mr. G. You don't have to worry about your administrators hearing you because you had the voice changer, and it's a 100% effective disguise of one's voice.
More effective than dressing up as a woman.
That's right. That's right. And it doesn't. And you know what? You don't even have to go out and buy a collection of wigs. You know, depending on the mood that you find yourself in. Thanks for the call, Carol. You're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Carol.
Hi, Howie. We had to take our, you know, not put our kids, our younger kids in the Acton public school system when after gay marriage became legal, they began to teach very young kids about, you know, homosexual activity, which I didn't think was appropriate for young children. It's not good for them to have to think about adult activities. But I was homeschooling my kids and discovered that there are a lot of homeschooling groups.
Yeah.
That you can belong to. I had a friend's son tutor my children in math because I'm not very good at math myself, so teaching it isn't my forte. You can be really creative. You can get all the curriculum done within about 3 hours.
Yeah.
Because when you buy a homeschooling packet, they give you everything. They give you math. They give you English or, you know, literature, history. And they're wonderful. Like the homeschooling packet I bought, the Elizabeth Seton homeschooling packet had really good history books that taught real history.
Yeah.
So, you know, and you can find other parents that are involved in this and go hang out with your kids at the playground. And, you know, you can use that. You can say to your kids, hey, we can go fly kites this afternoon because it's a windy day if you get all of this work done. And it helps them learn to organize themselves because I discovered when I sent my older kids to the public school, I used to volunteer there, and I realized there was a lot of interim time between classes and, you know, recess and things like that, or hanging out in the lunchroom when the kids weren't doing anything that productive anyway, that if I condensed the schoolwork itself, it only lasted about 3 hours. They didn't have to be stuck in an institution all day.
Yeah, you know, I'm not downing all public school teachers. I was just, again, I talked to a lot of different people this weekend, and I heard about a superintendent south of Boston. And during the panic, he actually went and visited all of the houses of his students just to make sure that everything was cool and that they were hooked in and that the parents understood what was going on. But, you know, it's just the bureaucratic lethargy and inertia that builds up over the years. It's just it would wear me down. It would have worn me down if I'd had to be involved in it. I mean, any kind of bureaucracy, you know, even like a newspaper that I worked in, or TV or radio, it wears you down after a while. But especially in a public setting, because, you know, it's just, there's just not the same commitment in most cases that there is in a private environment where everybody's trying to succeed. Everybody's got a career. Most people got a career. 844-500-4242. Free speech, religious liberty, the Second Amendment. Across the country, your constitutional rights are under constant attack now, and it's only getting worse by the day, which is why I am proud to support Patriot Mobile. They're not just America's only Christian conservative cell phone provider. They're one of the few companies fighting back. They offer the same great nationwide coverage as the major carriers. So you get the same great service plus the peace of mind that your money is combating the left's attempts to silence you. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. Patriot Mobile shares your values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/Howie or call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the code offer code Howie. Veterans and first responders save even more, so make the switch today. It's very simple. I was able to do it, and they'll walk you through the entire process. It can be done. This is just like having the service you now have, only you don't get anything woke, and the money doesn't go to support causes that are trying to destabilize the country. Between the left, the media, and the rhinos, we need to stick together. PatriotMobile.com/Howie. Patriot Mobile, one word, PatriotMobile.com/Howie, or call 972-PATRIOT. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show. He's been called the Nostradamus of our time.
You know something? If you liberals go on getting your way, we're all going to hear one big loud flush. That's the sound of the USA going down the toilet.
He's Howie Carr.
You talked earlier about how many were there. Were they legally purchased? Anything on that? The count, the sheer number?
So he had purchased five. Five firearms. Five firearms, and that includes rifles and handguns as well.
So the other three legally purchased, and they were handguns?
There were a combination of which. I don't have the exact count. At least two rifles, some pistols, and possibly a shotgun. Those were seized at his father's home pursuant to a search warrant yesterday.
How the hell did he get the money to buy all these guns? I think he worked at Panera, but I don't think he was working at the time. Guns cost a lot of money. Ammo, the price of ammo has skyrocketed the last couple of years. You need practice to be able to shoot at multiple rounds at people in that kind of situation, which he did so horrifically yesterday. And by the way, there have been stories on the left wing. Well, he wasn't known to the police. Well, apparently he was. We'll pull some tape as we go through the afternoon. But at the press conference, they just had the second one of the afternoon. They said that he had come into contact with police in 2019.
About prior contacts that law enforcement may have had with Cremo III. We've done some research, gathered some reports, and I'm going to relay some information from two prior instances that occurred here in Highland Park. The first was in April of 2019. An individual contacted Highland Park Police Department a week after learning of Mr. Cremo attempting suicide. This was a delayed report, so Highland Park still responded to the residents a week later, spoke with Cremo. Spoke with Primo's parents, and the matter was being handled by mental health professionals at that time. There was no law enforcement action to be taken. It was a mental health issue handled by those professionals. The second occurred in September of 2019. A family member reported that Cremo said he was going to kill everyone, and Cremo had a collection of knives. The police responded to his residence. The police removed 16 knives, a dagger, and a sword from Cremo's home. At that time, there was no probable cause to arrest. There were no complaints that were signed by any of the victims.
Again, they had a red flag law in Illinois. What about the mandated reporters? I thought there were mandated reporters. If you see something, you say something. I think that law's on the book in most states or many states. I'm Howie Carr.